And indeed, with her wise counsel and strong soul, she became a sort of sister to me. Soon, however, we were strong enough to leave.
I wish we could repay your kindness before we go.
But we must search for my wife Pippa and my children, who are Pip's nephews, as Pippa is his sister, as well as my wife. For they have been captured by Pip's evil ex-guardian, Mr. Gently Benevolent, who is also Pippa's evil ex-guardian, which I suppose makes him the children's evil ex-grandguardian and my evil ex-guardian-in-law.
I know you leave for a noble purpose, and yet...
Why? There are so many abandoned houses.
Oh, no, no. People still inhabit them.
The windows are all boarded up.
To avoid the notorious window tax. With no windows, you cannot be taxed.
But the doors are bricked up as well.
Oh, to avoid door tax, most people have bricked themselves in. And there is shortly to be a wall tax and a tax tax.
A tax on small nails?
No. A tax of 30% on all your other tax.
So many new taxes.
They are recent introductions of the new Chancellor of the Exchequer.
I missed so much while I was ill.
Indeed, unless something is done, the village will die.
Harry, I have made a decision. I must stay here to help this village. It is the least I can do after the kindness we have been shown.
But what about Pippa?
Noble friend, you must search for her alone, for I must right wrongs here, while you have wrongs to right elsewhere, and neither of us shall rest while any wrong remains unrighted.
Yes, I will. That thing you said. I will do that. It sounded great.
Fare you well, Harry Biscuit.
Not if I fare you well first, Pip-Bin.
Harry marched boldly off on his search. And my thoughts turn to how to save Poverty St. Mary.
Who is your local Member of Parliament?
It is Sir Bentley Snoutin Troth.
Then we should confront him. He must take action on your behalf. Sir Bentley, I come to protest at the eye-watering and ear-blistering tax regime which this village labours under like a tortured fiscal mule.
But I was barely 7 hours of glorious oratory in when I realised something.
Furthermore, and what is more, and Thomas More, I would like to act... Hang on a second. Are you even alive?
Indeed, Sir Bentley was not. He was, in fact, dead. It was an easy mistake to make. The dead, glassy eyes, the utter immobility, the cold, hard look on his face. These were all attributes of most members of Parliament.
There must be a by-election tomorrow. Let us hope his replacement is better.
In fact, let us guarantee it.
But how?
I shall stand for his seat. And when I'm elected, I shall work in Parliament to save Poverty St. Mary.
Oh, dear Pip, I would throw off my veil and kiss you, but the sight of me would make your teeth cry and your ears swap sides.
We hurried to prepare for the by-election, but on the way saw a surprising yet familiar figure.
Harry, but you were meant to be looking for Pippa.
I cannot find her. It is like trying to find a Pippa in a haystack. And I looked in a haystack and she wasn't there.
You must not give up your search so easily. You are a resourceful and noble man.
No, Pip-Bin, you are right. I shall develop a special system to locate her. And once I have located her, I shall surely find her.
Harry marched bravely off again like a determined badger searching for his kidnapped badger wife. And spurred on by his example, Ripley and I went to prepare for the by-election, like two badgers preparing for a by-election.
Will you be a Whig or a Tory?
Neither. I shall be an independent, mixing the best aspects of both.
Then you are to be a Twig or a Hoary. No, no, Twig is better.
Now, I have a copy of the electoral roll, so we can find out whose votes we must court. Do you know a Mr. Bert Gone?
Alas, he is dead.
Oh, how sad. Just cross him off. Do you know a Mr. Alf Snuffed It?
Alas, he too is dead.
Mr. Nathan Stuck in Coffin.
Almost every voter was dead from poverty and disease. Indeed, there was only one left alive.
And the only person whose vote we need is your father, the Reverend Godley Feckhams.
Oh, wonderful. Why, here he is now, returned from hunting heathens.
Ah, dear Mr. Bin. Is that the winner of Britain's most misshapen goat competition you have with you? Oh, no, it is my daughter.
Any luck hunting heathens, Father?
Alas, no. I did catch a Methodist in one of my snares, but he gnawed his own leg off to escape.
Reverend, I need your vote to become a Member of Parliament.
Then you shall have it.
Then the election is in the bag.
As is my daughter's head, due to her hideous ugliness.
I had been assured of the Reverend's vote, but I was taking no chances. Every hour throughout the night, I woke him up.
What is it?
Just wondering. Can I still count on your vote?
Of course.
I accompanied him to the polling booth.
Don't forget to vote for me.
I won't.
And then nervously waited outside.
There, it is done.
You voted for me.
Vote?
Of course, that was what I was meant to do in there.
What did you do in there?
You don't want to know.